So, hello, 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 and a massive hello to everybody. 7th of May, 2019, no trade calls or recommendations, every response for their own stuff here for educational purpose only. So just a little quick audio morning call, basically a little bit too lazy to start typing, a lot of things going on today. But basically, as we said in the weekly video, basically what we're saying is, again, expect an awful lot of chop this week and do not go chasing the moves, because you are going to get massacred if you keep on chasing the headlines, chasing the news. We'd expect to see an awful lot of chop, and even if we get we've got a lot of central banks on deck, a lot of data on deck, don't fool yourself. It's all and only about the trade war, all about Trump, all about these headlines. Now, the way we'd be looking at this, and a lot of people have mentioned this, essentially Trump, as far as Trump's concerned, he's got this as in a lock, right? So he's basically going to go full loco, threatening more tariffs, etc., out of the Chinese, just absolutely squeezing them, trying to get a deal, trying to get as many concessions as he can, right? And if he manages to scare them, if he gets a deal, he gets the concessions, basically markets are going to go crazy to the upside, and he's won. Right. On the other side, if he doesn't get a deal from China because he squeezed them too much, well, he's going to look like a star because he's being hard, America first, tough on China. Markets are going to pull back maybe aggressively. Chinese markets are going to suffer a lot more. It's going to be a big win for him, because essentially what he expects to see is the Fed's going to have to step in and basically more QE, cut rates to save the day, and markets are going to go full loco to the upside. So effectively for him, it's a win-win, right? And I think that anybody in his shoes would be pretty much looking at it this way. So that's what we would expect to see. Now, clearly Thursday and Friday are going to be key days. We'll have to see what happens. And as far as we're concerned, the key lines in the sand now are, in terms for equities, are the highs we set in last week, right? Max euphoria highs we put on last week, and the dip we got in the overnight session after Trump's tweets on Sundays, right? So as long as we're staying inside that range, nothing much has changed, right? The market needs something significant to attract new buyers above last week's highs, above all-time highs, or it needs to attract new sellers below the, in brackets, panic low we saw on the overnight session on Sunday. Anything inside there is just a free-for-all. It's just, you know, it's just chop. Nothing much is going on. I mean, clearly there's money to be made and there's money to be lost, but as long as we're stuck in there, you just have to be patient. On the currency side, as we said again in our member video on Sunday night, everybody was going crazy saying, okay, that's it. USD CNH is going to 7, dollar's going to go crazy, euro's going to 0. We said we really don't believe that's going to happen for a number of reasons, you know, especially the Chinese are not going to want to see USD CNH blowing through 7 while they're trying to negotiate, so we'd expect it to stay pinned around the, you know, 6.8, that kind of level, at least until we get through the negotiations. And we suspected that euro was going to catch a lot of people off guard by ticking up, not down, because of a lot of the flows that have been going on based on, you know, what's going on with European money manager, etc. A lot to look at there. But essentially, we not going to go into all of that. That's a long discussion. But essentially, we did not expect the euro to crumble. Now, keep in mind that the base case is still that any kind. We saw a nice little pop. We were looking for that on Aussie, on the RBA. And there might be a little pop on the RBNZ. But we, globally speaking, we expect those to be selling opportunities, not buying opportunities in the highs. And our preferred trade continues to be that short yen for that move into the 111, 110. We got the 111. And right now, markets gap down below the 111. And that 111 is acting as resistance. So as long as that doesn't go from a closing basis, we still expect it to go back down to the 110, possibly lower. The bigger range there remains 112, 110, with 111 being the pivotal mark in the middle. The other thing to continue to keep an eye on is the metals, right? Especially the way gold and silver are trading, I think, catching a lot of people off guard. But intraday, you want to keep an eye on those. Gives you a very good feeling for Momo and flows. And the other thing, crude, as expected, you know, you got a nice little gap down into that 60 mark, which was our first interim target to the downside on the shorts. You got a beautiful little 1 hour reversal, and then bam, off to the races to fill that gap. We expected to see selling coming in at that gap fill, but it went full loco, broke back above the big pivotal level, which is the 62.50. As a reminder, you can look at that 62.50 on a weekly chart. It's a beautiful little pivotal zone, and we saw that on the latest tweets overnight. We got basically gap down, and now that's holding as resistance. Clearly coming to the day, the nicest asymmetric risk reward is really shorts on crude. 62.50 short stop above yesterday's highs for a move back down to the 60. If that works, that's a little bit of a lottery ticket trade. That's a very, very nice trade. So far, so good. Clearly in a position to be playing with house money on that trade now. So let's see what happens. But again, that's pretty much where we stand. Let's see what we get. Wishing everybody an awesome day. Thank you for listening to this. Have a great one. All the best. Bye-bye.